your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Uttara Ashada Nakshatra, Cognitive Subconscious Patterns, Audio, Visual, and Kinesthetic. People process the world through different dominant channels: auditory, words, internal dialogue, visual, symbols, images, spatial understanding, or kinesthetic, emotion, instinct, physical sensation. Uttara Ashada Nakshatra, ruled by the sun, soul, truth, authority, and associated with the Vishwadevas, universal principles, virtue, tends to subconsciously process through a blend of visual and kinesthetic channels. These natives are naturally drawn to big picture clarity, visual, and inner emotional or moral resonance, kinesthetic. They often internalize information as truth they can feel and see clearly rather than just intellectually dissect. Their minds seek purpose, order, and long-term alignment, and they subconsciously filter experience through what feels deeply right, honorable, or true. Planetary placements in the 1st, 3rd, 5th, and 10th houses shape how this subconscious style is expressed. If the sun is in the 1st or 5th house, the processing style is visual symbolic. These individuals are naturally attuned to purpose, ideals, and image. In Uttara Ashada, the sun grants visionary perception. They internalize life as a symbolic journey toward self-mastery and often process meaning through ideals, visuals, or archetypes. If the sun is in the 10th, this visual clarity informs leadership. They are seen as figures of authority who understand the importance of image and direction. If the moon is in the 4th or 5th house, the processing becomes kinesthetic emotional. These individuals absorb life through their emotional body. Memory, instinct, and moral impact guide their decisions. In Uttara Ashada, the moon roots them in emotional integrity. They feel when something resonates or violates truth. If the moon is in the 10th, their emotional wisdom is part of their public persona. They are perceived as deeply trustworthy or principled, even if they reveal little outwardly. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, auditory processing becomes more active. These individuals process through structured language, clear logic, or verbal reasoning. In Uttara Ashada, Mercury brings mental discipline. They may prefer concise communication, clear speech, or internally structured thinking. If Mercury is in the 10th, they are often seen as articulate professionals or advisors, people who speak with clarity and moral authority. If Mars is in the 3rd or 6th house, the processing style is kinesthetic through instinct and discipline. These natives internalize experience through action, confrontation, and a physical sense of what is correct. In Uttara Ashada, Mars channels truth into movement. They act on what they know to be right, even before they can explain it. If Mars is in the 10th, they may be public defenders, strategists, or disciplined leaders with a clear code of conduct. If Jupiter is in the 1st or 9th house, the processing becomes visual and philosophical. These individuals think in large symbolic arcs, moral frameworks, ethical teachings, or stories that reflect universal laws. In Uttara Ashada, Jupiter adds wisdom and vision. They often absorb and filter information through meaning and principle rather than detail. If Jupiter is in the 10th, they become moral leaders or spiritual teachers, guiding others with big picture clarity and inner conviction. Uttara Ashada's subconscious style is purpose-driven, quietly discerning, and value-centered. These natives don't just absorb what they're told, they internally evaluate. Is this true? Does it serve something lasting? They remember through impact, symbolic meaning, and embodied truth. When balanced, Uttara Ashada becomes the noble visionary, processing life through a lens of order, ethics, and emotional clarity, then expressing it with dignity, direction, and soul. Uttara Ashada Nakshatra, motivation direction, towards versus away from. Some individuals are motivated towards, driven by purpose, progress, achievement, or inner aspiration. Others are moved away from, seeking to avoid failure, emotional vulnerability, or misalignment with truth. Uttara Ashada Nakshatra, ruled by the sun, identity, integrity, higher calling, and associated with the Vishwadevas, universal virtues like truth, strength, and will, leans strongly toward a towards motivation style. These natives are naturally focused on growth, legacy, and living up to inner standards. Their actions are driven by a sense of responsibility, dignity, and long-term fulfillment. They want to build something lasting, whether in self-mastery, career, family, or impact. However, when their identity is threatened or their principles compromised, Uttara Ashada can shift briefly into an away-from mode, distancing themselves from dishonor, failure, or emotional exposure. Planetary placements in the 1st, 4th, 6th, and 10th houses shape how this motivational drive expresses itself. If the Sun is in the 1st or 5th house, motivation is strongly towards, anchored in personal integrity, purpose, and a deep desire to actualize one's potential. These individuals are internally driven to lead, improve, or serve a meaningful path. In Uttara Ashada, the Sun gives them clarity. They often pursue mastery not for ego, but for alignment. If the Sun is in the 10th, they are publicly seen as steady, reliable, and success-oriented, people who quietly command respect. If the Moon is in the 4th or 7th house, motivation can blend away from emotional instability with a towards focus on emotional grounding and harmony. These individuals may withdraw from chaotic or unsafe environments in order to preserve emotional order. In Uttara Ashada, the Moon adds emotional intelligence. They are motivated to maintain peace through strength. If the Moon is in the 10th, they are emotionally attuned professionals who aim for long-term balance over short-term validation. If Mars is in the 3rd or 6th house, motivation is clearly towards, action-oriented and mission-driven. These individuals pursue goals with controlled force, often motivated by discipline, competition, or inner fire. In Uttara Ashada, Mars sharpens their ability to cut through distraction. They move forward with quiet determination. If Mars is in the 10th, they are known as doers, focused, productive, and unwilling to be thrown off course by drama. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, motivation begins as away from, driven by the desire to avoid failure, loss of control, or moral compromise. Over time, this matures into a towards motivation for mastery, endurance, and ethical leadership. In Uttara Ashada, Saturn anchors their will. They may start with caution, but build unshakable strength. If Saturn is in the 10th, they are respected for their patience and long-term integrity, seen as guardians of excellence. If Jupiter is in the 1st or 9th house, motivation is deeply towards spiritual, ethical, or philosophical expansion. These natives are driven by what feels morally right and universally true. In Uttara Ashada, Jupiter expands their ideals. They pursue wisdom, justice, or service from a place of inner richness. If Jupiter is in the 10th, they may rise through mentorship, teaching, or spiritual work, roles that allow them to inspire others through purposeful direction. Uttara Ashada's motivational essence is like a steady fire burning beneath calm waters. These natives are not fueled by urgency or external pressure. They are moved by inner alignment, principle, and the desire to fulfill something greater than themselves. Their growth lies in knowing when to release outdated standards or perfectionism and when to claim their right to succeed. When balanced, Uttara Ashada becomes the quiet force of endurance, rising not from fear, but from unwavering purpose and the soul's will to complete what it began. Uttara Ashada Nakshatra, attention direction, self or others. Some individuals focus attention primarily on the self, monitoring their internal standards, emotional state, and sense of alignment. Others direct their attention toward others, observing social dynamics, relationships, and the needs or expectations of those around them. Uttara Ashada Nakshatra, ruled by the Sun, identity, soul purpose, and associated with the Vishwadevas, universal virtues, duty, and inner truth, naturally leans toward a self-focused attention style. These natives are deeply inwardly guided, consistently checking whether their actions, roles, and relationships are aligned with their personal values and life mission. However, due to their sense of social responsibility and moral leadership, they can also shift into an others-focused mode, particularly in service, guidance, or public roles where their integrity is witnessed by or impacts others. Planetary placements in the 1st, 4th, 7th, and 10th houses reveal how this attentional balance manifests. If the Sun is in the 1st or 5th house, attention is firmly self-directed. These individuals are aware of their purpose, image, and legacy. They measure their actions against their own internal standards. In Uttara Ashada, the Sun gives them a quiet self-awareness. They lead by living their values. If the Sun is in the 10th, this becomes a public trait. They are respected for strong identity and consistent values, regardless of who is watching. If the Moon is in the 4th or 7th house, attention shifts more toward others, especially in emotionally intimate or social environments. These individuals are sensitive to the needs, moods, and expectations of others, often placing harmony and connection above self-focus. In Uttara Ashada, the Moon adds emotional nobility. They care for others, but still feel deeply responsible for their own emotional boundaries. If Moon is in the 10th, they are seen as emotionally intelligent leaders, tuned into people, yet anchored in personal strength. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, attention toggles between self and others, depending on context. These individuals are mentally agile, capable of focusing inward to process and outward to communicate. In Uttara Ashada, Mercury brings thoughtful engagement. They notice subtle changes in tone, logic, or relational dynamics, yet filter those observations through a strong internal sense of clarity. If Mercury is in the 10th, they are known for clear, composed communication, neither overly self-centered nor overly reactive. If Mars is in the 3rd or 6th house, attention is self-focused through action. These natives are goal-oriented and disciplined, you often focused on personal progress or overcoming internal obstacles. In Uttara Ashada, Mars strengthens their drive. They act from inner purpose, but may become selectively responsive to others when protecting or leading. If Mars is in the 10th, they lead by example, seen as driven, focused, and emotionally contained. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, attention is internally disciplined, yet shaped by external accountability. These individuals are highly self-monitoring, but they carry a sense of duty to others, especially in professional roles. In Uttara Ashada, Saturn reinforces moral attention. They notice where they fall short and quietly course correct. If Saturn is in the 10th, they are viewed as responsible public figures, deeply inward, but quietly dependable in service to others. Uttara Ashada's attention is like the steady flame of a soul watching its own path. These natives are anchored in self-awareness, but they honor others through consistency, fairness, and dignified presence. Their growth lies in balancing solitude with service, knowing when to turn inward for truth and when to extend that truth outward as quiet leadership. When aligned, Uttara Ashada becomes a beacon, not by chasing attention, but by embodying unwavering integrity that others naturally follow. Uttara Ashada Nakshatra, understanding chunk size, big or little. Some individuals understand reality through big chunks, grasping broad principles, moral frameworks, and long-term patterns. Others prefer little chunks, processing life in step-by-step sequences, details, or practical breakdowns. Uttara Ashada Nakshatra, ruled by the Sun, truth, authority, purpose, and associated with the Vishwadevas, universal virtues such as truth, order, and commitment, naturally leans toward a big chunk style of understanding. These natives are philosophical by nature, seeking clarity through overarching themes like justice, character, and spiritual growth. They instinctively zoom out to ask, what does this mean in the long run? Or does this align with my truth or legacy? However, when responsibility increases or precision is demanded, especially in leadership or service, they can shift into little chunk mode to handle details with quiet discipline. Planetary placements in the 1st, 3rd, 5th, and 10th houses reveal how this scale of understanding is shaped. If the Sun is in the 1st or 5th house, the understanding is broad, symbolic, and purpose-driven. These individuals intuitively absorb meaning through ideals and ethical clarity. In Uttara Ashada, the Sun enhances their ability to perceive the essence behind complexity. They're less focused on how and more focused on why. If the Sun is in the 10th, they become respected visionaries, leaders whose clarity stems from principle more than process. If the Moon is in the 4th or 5th house, the perception remains big picture, but emotionally anchored. These individuals understand through felt patterns what resonates emotionally, morally, or karmically. In Uttara Ashada, Moon adds intuitive depth. They connect emotionally to lessons, especially those with long-term meaning. If Moon is in the 10th, they carry emotional maturity into public roles, able to guide others through inner steadiness and moral consistency. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 6th house, the mind is more attuned to little chunks, details, logic, and structured analysis. These individuals process best when breaking down large ideas into workable pieces. In Uttara Ashada, Mercury brings refinement. They may organize their big picture wisdom into teachings, plans, or practical systems. If Mercury is in the 10th, they are known for clarity, respected for how they bring structure to values or vision. If Mars is in the 3rd or 6th house, understanding is action-oriented and task-focused. These natives may process through doing, absorbing experience in real time, and learning through challenge. In Uttara Ashada, Mars grounds their ideals. They want to act with purpose, but will attend to details when something must be executed properly. If Mars is in the 10th, they are seen as focused implementers, able to move from principle into action with determination. If Jupiter is in the 1st or 9th house, the perception becomes expansive and spiritual, deeply big chunk in scope. These individuals naturally connect ideas to Dharma, ethics, and soul evolution. In Uttara Ashada, Jupiter elevates their thought. They view life as a journey toward higher wisdom. If Jupiter is in the 10th, they may take on public roles as guides, teachers, or moral compasses, people who lead with faith and long-range vision. Uttara Ashada's understanding is like a beam of sunlight across time, wide-reaching, morally aligned, and inwardly illuminated. These natives grasp life as a long arc of character, karma, and truth. Their growth lies in knowing when to zoom in, when life demands detail, humility, and structure, and when to return to their natural spaciousness. When integrated, Uttara Ashada becomes the wise steward of truth, grounded in principle, expansive in thought, and precise only when it serves the greater path.